Thank you to everyone that's here tonight. We especially want to welcome our visitors. We appreciate you coming to worship with us this evening. Open your Bibles to Psalm 92. Psalm 92. The first five verses read as follows. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. With a 10-stringed lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. Sometimes it's so easy for us to go through life day by day, week after week, month by month, year after year, without taking the time to contemplate the works of God. And in Psalm 92, the passage we just read talks about the works of God, not necessarily just the created beings. That is part of God's works. We see the sun being created, the moon, the stars, and the earth, the universe. That is a part of God's works. But the passage that was read for us, Psalm 92, talks about God's works for us, the benefits that we gain from God working and blessing us in our lives. So tonight I want us to do something a little different than just me lecturing you. We're coming to the end of 2013, and I want us to take some time to contemplate the blessings that we've enjoyed this year. Still got another week left of this year, or week and a half left, but this is the last time I'm going to be preaching this year. What are the blessings that we have enjoyed in 2013? If we're not careful, we'll just let the new year come in without really giving thought to how God has blessed us in this year. And I don't think that should happen. I don't think a year should go by, or a day should go by, let alone a day. None of that should go by without contemplating, without considering what God has done for us, and singing for joy, giving thanks to Him. So tonight I want us to sing some songs and read some scriptures that will help us consider the blessings of 2013. And again, my purpose tonight is not to lecture us, give a traditional sermon, but to lead us, lead our minds in giving thanks to God. So take your songbooks. We're going to start this evening by singing a very brief hymn, but a very fitting one. Song number 561. Number 561. Praise God from whom all blessings. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here. Open your Bible to James chapter 1. And we're just going to alternate this evening between reading a scripture and then singing a song that reminds us of the thought in that scripture. James chapter 1, verse 17. James says, "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." This is a passage that we probably know very well. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. This passage describes God as being a giver. He's not a taker. He's not stingy, but He's generous to us. And He gives us bountifully. And if we ever forget that, we just need to look around us and think about what He's done in our lives. This passage also describes God as the Father of lights. You see that in verse 17, the Father of lights. And that describes God as the Creator, the one who's made the sun, the moon, and the stars. But if you think about it this way, those objects, the sun, the moon, and the stars, they give us light, don't they? They give us light in the daytime. They warm our bodies. The moon, whenever it's full, it lights the sky at night and lights our way. When the stars are bright, if you go out to the country where there's no city lights, you can really see the stars very well. And that gives us light. But God is the Father of those things. He made those things. And as the Father of those things, He is greater than those things that He has made. The light that He gives us is far greater than any sunshine. It is warmer than the sunshine. It's more beautiful than the moon. It's more numerous than the stars. God's blessings in our lives are very numerous. And again, we just need to count our blessings and look at the things that God has done for us. In James chapter 1, verse 5, James says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." That is one of the blessings that we can pray for and ask God for. And the promise is given that He will grant us that generously and without reproach. Not only will He do that for wisdom, but He'll do that for every good thing for us. Sometimes He doesn't answer our prayers because He knows it's not a good thing for us. But He will not withhold anything for us that is good for us. Jesus told a parable once saying, "You fathers, you would give your children good things to them. If your sons ask you for bread, would you give them a stone?" Certainly not. How much more does the Heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to those who ask Him? So what are the blessings that we have enjoyed this year? Open your songbook to number 43. Number 43. And as we're singing these songs and reading these scriptures, be thinking of the ways that God has blessed you, because that's the whole purpose of our lesson tonight, is to get you to be thankful. It's not just to sing these songs without meaning, but it's to be thankful to the Lord our God. Number 43, God is the fountain whence.
God is the fountain whence 10,000 blessings flow, and to life, my health, and friends, and every good I owe. The comforts He affords are neither few nor small. He is the source of fresh delights, my portion and my all. He fills my heart with joy, my lips attunes for praise, and to His glory I'll devote the remnant of my days.
Psalm 69, verse 30. Psalm 69, verse 30 says, "I will praise the name of God with song and magnify Him with thanksgiving." The word magnify means to exalt, to make large, to lift up. And the psalmist says that he's going to magnify God. He's going to praise Him. He's going to lift Him up in his heart with thanksgiving. I read an article a few weeks ago that talked about this idea of magnifying God. And it brought up an illustration, a very good, fitting illustration to help us understand what this idea of magnify is. When you look at the stars, or you look at the moon or the planets at night, with a naked eye, they look beautiful to us. They look wondrous to us, and they can fill us with awe. But those same stars, those same planets, and that same moon, when you look at them through a telescope, it magnifies them. It makes them look bigger, and you can see more of the details in the planets. Maybe you can see the rings of Saturn, or you can see some of the valleys and the pits and the moon. And it fills us with even more wonder than if we just look at them with the naked eye. That is what we do when we magnify the objects out in space. But when you think about magnifying God with thanksgiving, the idea is that thanksgiving is that telescope through which we look at God. Whenever we have a grateful or a thankful mindset, then we can see more of God's details. We can see more of His goodness. We can be filled with even more wonder than if we look at Him with the naked eye. That is what it means to look at God with thanksgiving and magnify Him with thanksgiving. When we're thankful to Him, He becomes bigger to us. He becomes grander to us. He becomes glorious to us. And we see the blessings God has given us, even the small details. Song number 24. Song number 24, For the Beauty of the Earth.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild. Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For Thy church that evermore lifted holy hands above, offering up on every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12. The psalmist says, I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your deeds. The psalmist here says that he's contemplating. He's thinking deeply. He's meditating about the works of God and what He has done for him. He's remembering the things God has blessed him with. Sometimes when we look back on a year or a day or a month or even several years, especially if they've been really bad years, sometimes the things we tend to focus on are negative things. We might focus on a sickness that we've had, or we might focus on something else we suffered from, a financial crisis. We might think of the things our country has gone through. You know, 2013 will probably go down in the history books as the year of the government shutdown for a couple weeks, and that's not a good thing, obviously. Or we might think of something more personal. We might think of a shattered dream, or we might think of declining morality among our family or the culture around us, a lost job or whatever it is. But there are negative things to remember, certainly, but there are always good things to remember. God has given us good things in our lives. He's given us life itself. And that too is a blessing that we ought to be thankful for. I don't want to diminish the sufferings of people that have suffered this year. Those are serious things, and I don't mean to diminish those things. But we can always be thankful for something. The interesting thing about this psalm, Psalm 77, is it's a psalm of asking God for help in a time of suffering. If you look at the first three verses of Psalm 77, the psalmist says, "My voice rises to God, and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God, and He will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. In the night, my hand was stretched out without weariness. My soul refused to be comforted. When I remember God, then I am disturbed. When I sigh, then my spirit grows faint." The psalmist here is asking God for help and relief. He's praying to the Lord for help, relief from suffering. But in the midst of this, he remembers what God has done for him. He says in verse 11, "I shall remember the deeds of the Lord." Even when he's suffering, he takes time to be grateful. He takes comfort in the fact that God has blessed him in previous times. And in verses 13 and following, the psalmist says, "Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your strength among the peoples. You have, by your power, redeemed your peoples, the sons of Jacob and Joseph." Again, even in suffering, he praises God and he takes comfort that if God has blessed him in the past, if he has worked wonders in his life in the past, certainly he will work wonders in the future. And therefore, he gives thanks to God. So the lesson for us is that whenever we have suffered, even maybe this year, whenever we've felt pain or something bad has happened to us this year, let us be thankful as we look back on this year. Song number 392. 392. "Count Your Blessings."
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, angel, doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Psalm 111. Psalm 111, verses 1 through 4 says, "Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. In the company of the upright and in the assembly, great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is His work, and His righteousness endures forever. He has made His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate." A lot of times in the Psalms, you'll hear this phrase that's similar to verse 1. You'll hear the psalmist expressing a desire to give thanks to the Lord in the company of a great multitude. He wants to share the blessings that God has given to him. He wants to tell others how God has been good to him. In verse 2, the psalmist says, "Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them." When we contemplate, when we study, meditate, and remember the works of the Lord, and we are brought down to our knees with how much God has blessed us, we really will want to share with other people. We'll want to express our gratitude, not just to God, but to other people. And we'll want to share how the Lord has blessed us. So in light of that, I want to share with you a few of the blessings that my family has enjoyed this year. 2013 was a wonderful year for us. God's blessings on us were neither few nor small. The first blessing that we encountered in 2013 was our son. He's almost 10 months now. He was born in March. And every day we are more amazed at how wonderful a blessing it is to have a child. We are in awe of the joy that comes from this every day. And every day he's growing. Every day he's learning something new. He's getting to the point where he's crawling and getting into things now. But we're thankful for him. And we have joy because of him. But you know that joy comes from God. It comes from him, yes, but he is a gift from God. And therefore the joy that comes from him, too, is a gift from God. The second blessing we've enjoyed is being able to move here. We moved here at the end of August of this year, and we're thankful for that. We prayed to the Lord for guidance to help us find a church that we could work with and that we could fit in with and be a family. And we've felt like we're a family here. And we're thankful that God has guided us here and that we can work and have the privilege to work with you, spreading the gospel in this community. And finally, another blessing that we've enjoyed is God's constant care in physical provisions. My family and I have had a few worries this past year, financially speaking. Whenever Samuel was born, we didn't have insurance for him. He was an unexpected blessing, and therefore we weren't prepared for him. And insurance companies don't sell insurance to people who are getting ready to have babies, so we didn't have insurance. We were worried about that. We were concerned that he was going to be healthy. We wanted him to be healthy, and we wouldn't hold back in providing for him. But we were unsure of how things were going to go. And thankfully, the Lord blessed us with a healthy, handsome, and altogether well-developed baby, and we're thankful for that. We had a few other worries that we came across, but the Lord helped us in all those things. The Lord has always taken care of us. And really, looking back, we had no reason to be worried, because God has always blessed us. He's never let us starve. He's never let us go hungry. He's never given us or taken a shelter away from us, had a roof over our... We've always had clothes on our backs. We had no reason to be worried, but we were. We were anxious. And the Lord took us through those things. How has God blessed you this year? What are the things you can be thankful for that God has done for you this year? I'm convinced that if we each do what verse 2 of Psalm 111 says, if we study, if we seek out the blessings of the Lord, if we seek out the works of the Lord, we will recognize what God has done for us. And we will be brought to our knees to give him thanks. Let's sing song number 10. Song number 10, We Thank Thee, Lord.
For all the blessings of the year, for all the friends we hold so dear, for peace on earth both far and near, we thank Thee, Lord. For life and health, those common things, which every day and hour brings, for home where our affection clings, we thank Thee, Lord. For love of thine, which never tires, which all our better thought inspires, and warms our lives with heavenly fires, we thank thee, Lord.
2 Samuel chapter 7. This is the chapter where David expresses a desire to build a house for God. And Nathan tells him, well, go do what's in your heart because the Lord has blessed you. But then Nathan later returns with a message from God saying, you shouldn't build a house, David, for me, because I am going to build a house for you. And of course, he's making a promise about the coming Messiah that would come through the lineage of David. And when David hears that, listen to what David says in verse 18. It says, then David the king went in, presumably to the temple, or the tabernacle, and he sat before the Lord, and he said, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that you have brought me this far? And yet this was insignificant in your eyes, O Lord God, for you have spoken also of the house of your servant concerning the distant future. And this is the custom of man, O Lord God. Again, what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God. In this prayer, he gives thanks to God. He gives humble thanks to God. You read those verses and you can't come away without recognizing the humility that David has. He didn't puff himself up whenever God told him that his lineage was going to come through the Messiah. But he said, who am I that you've chosen? And whenever we look back on this year, on the blessings that God has given to us, may we be humbled and ask ourselves, ask God, who am I that God has given so much to us? You know, there's only so much that we can say in thanks to God. The things that we give to Him, the thanks that we offer to Him, or even the possessions that we may offer to Him, financial or otherwise, they already belong to God. They're already His. We can't give anything to God that He doesn't already own, that's already His. And therefore, what can we say to God? What can we adequately do to adequately express our thanks to God? David here said, verse 20, what more can David say to you? When we come to the end of a year like this and we see that God has blessed us, there's not much more that we can do than simply just say thank you. And say to God that we're grateful for what He has given us. And to praise Him and honor Him because God is so good. Let's close tonight by singing number 47. Number 47, God is so good. Just an interesting fact about this song. Earlier today, this afternoon, I was preparing this, looking it over, and I was singing this song, making sure I get the tune and the words right. And I was sitting on the floor in the living room, and Samuel was sitting right in front of me. And as soon as I started to sing this song, Samuel started to climb into my lap. And that was very, very touching to me. Number 47, God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He is so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real, He's so real to me. He saved my soul, He saved my soul. he made me whole. I praise his name. I praise his name. I praise his name. He's so good to me.
Certainly all of us can say amen to that. God has been good to each one of us. In a moment, we're going to sing an invitation song. Before we do that, we'd like to extend the invitation to anyone who needs to become a Christian or confess some sin of a public nature or needs the prayers of this congregation. If you're alive, God has been good to you, and you have reason to give thanks to God. All of us do. And one of the things we can do in giving thanks to God, to express our gratitude, is to serve Him. Yes, we should say He is good. Yes, we should give Him thanks and express that to God. But we ought to serve Him. The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 17, I believe, told the Athenians that God has given you evidence. He's given you the rain and the sunshine. He's given you reason to believe in Him and to serve Him. And if we're alive, we have reason to do that. If you need to become a Christian this evening, please come while together we stand and sing.